Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS-FM.
You know, one would think I'd begin my comments this morning with something to do with the Happy New Year, but I have to get something off my chest that I've visited briefly in the past. Let me start by saying I've been a University of Washington Husky fan since I was in the womb. The history goes back to my paternal grandfather who settled in Washington after World War II. Not a college grad, he did, however, gravitate to the Huskies football team. Taking one, his newborn son, my dad with him, and Grandma, they eventually moved to San Francisco Bay Area, where the two more sons were born. Gramps still followed the Huskies, especially when they came to play at Stanford and Cal every other year at their home fields. When his kids were old enough, he'd take them to Memorial Stadium or the now new Stanford Stadium. It became tradition as the boys hit their drinking age, and drink they did. As the years went on, one of the boys went to Cal Berkeley and got his degree in political science, the whole time remaining a Husky fan. That boy was J.P., John Paul Jones, my uncle, that just passed this past month, with whom I went to many Husky games, including going to Seattle with him to see the Huskies play at their home field. Too many stories to tell, but now with our four sons, we continued the tradition as progenitors. But today, I'm a nanosecond away from pulling all my purple and gold gear and putting it in the garbage can. Why? Well, I'll tell you why. The University of Washington just offered a biological boy, now a transgender girl, a four-year Division I scholarship to play on the girls' volleyball team. In fact, eliminating a deserving young woman of that scholarship. This total injustice as a result of his being named MVP at the girls' junior national championship, where people had no clue that he was a male playing as a transgender girl, even though he towered over the tallest girls on the team. Interesting enough, the women's nets, you know, are 7 inches shorter than the men's. And this had been the essence of taking away from a natural-born girl for many years. And his name? Tate Dragaset. He's being promoted by his mother and trans activist who's been upfront about moving her son's journey along to this current scholarship status. And who wouldn't agree with All-American swimmer Riley Gaines, who blasted the college for even considering this scholarship and said, quote, "This is a soon-to-be Big Ten school, and they're letting a 17-year-old boy steal what is a few opportunities for women at the collegiate level. And how can he be proud?" she demanded. And went on to the University of Washington volleyball should rescind the school scholarship if they care about women. And the famous punchline, he can play with the men. Now where is the NC2A and where is the women's libs groups on this? Crickets, that's all I hear. One can only hope that the alumni here does the same thing as the ones holding back the big bucks at those universities, allowing the anti-Semitism to foster hate. Sorry, it's off my chest. So, Happy New Year. This has been Mike Jones for Community Comment.
Community Comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS-FM, Blue Lake, California.